Philadelphia. Get ready to be inspired. If you need help finding the light in the darkness, don't touch that dial. Let's navigate life through the lens of hope with Scotty P. Inspirational speaker Scotty P speaks the importance of mental health in society and encourages techniques to overcome the everyday mental health obstacles that hold us back in life. It's not just inspiration, it's Scotty P inspiration.
Good evening, Philadelphia and the surrounding counties. Thank you so much for being here today for another episode of the Scotty P Inspiration Show with your host here, Scotty P, Scott Prendergast. You can also call me. I am so thankful that you tuned in today to join us. I really think that you are going to be able to take some positives away. And as my slogan is, I want to be able to help you to navigate life through the lens of hope by listening to my show today. So everybody, happy Friday. Before you get your weekend started, I think this is the perfect opportunity to be able to address some of the things that maybe were tough this week, listen to this show, get some good strategies that you can use so that you start this weekend on a positive note, paying attention to your mental health and gaining some inspiration to help you work through whatever it is that you might be feeling right now so that you can enjoy this weekend. Everybody, in case you are unaware, as I said before, but I will say again, my name is Scott Prendergast. I am your host, and I want to shout out to WWDB Studios for allowing us to record here. And for anybody who's interested in listening to past episodes, let's remember, you can check out the Scotty P Inspiration Show on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on WWDBAM.com, or on YouTube, my YouTube channel, which is Scotty P Inspiration. All right, everybody, I'm so thankful you're here. I think you're going to really take some good things from the show today. Now, as we get started, I like to mix it up a little bit each week. If you recall, last week did kind of a quote of the day to start type thing. But here, I just want to start by asking you a question. I want you to really be immersed in this show, and I want to make sure that you, the listener, are the star of this show. I don't just want to be talking about stuff, hearing myself talk. I want you to be able to take the stuff that I'm saying and really put yourself in my shoes. With that being said, here's what I want to do to start the show today. I want to ask you something. I want to ask you, have you ever been in a moment in your life where it just seemed like it was never going to end? Or have you ever had a situation in your life where it seemed like it was just going to be eternal and forever and you were never going to get out of that place? Now, it could be a good moment, sure, or it could be a not so good moment. But I want you, the listener, to think about that right now. Have you ever been in a place where it just seemed like a moment was going to last forever? And the second part of that question I would like to ask you is this. How did you react to that feeling? And what did you do while you were in that moment? And that's what I want you to think about today as we start the show. Because today's show is all about moments and the temporal nature of those moments. Now, the thing that I think that is really interesting is that moments can be defined differently by everybody, right? Some of us say, oh, it's just a moment, and it's like 2 seconds, where someone else will be like, oh, it's just a moment, and it's like 10 years, right? Moments are different for everybody, but I think we can all agree that what makes a moment is the fact that it doesn't last forever. And that's a really good thing. That's a great thing, but it also can be kind of not such a great thing, depending upon how you're looking at it. I mean, prime example right here. I think we can all think of times in our lives when we've been really happy for a moment, whether that moment was a minute, a year, or 2 months, and we never wanted it to end, right? We wanted that moment to last forever and to be something that we could hold on to and just ride out for the rest of our lives, only to be disappointed that, inevitably, it did stop at some point. Now, on the other end of that spectrum, we've all had moments that we wanted to pass super quickly, right? Those moments that just we were filled with grief and doubt and despair and sadness and depression, whatever it might be. And it seemed like it would never stop. And in moments like that, it seems like that darkness that you're in, that difficult place that you're in, you convince yourself that it's going to last forever. You just honestly feel like it is forever going to be that way for you and you'll never get out of it. But nevertheless, you do get out of it, and that moment does end. And what I think what's important for us to understand, especially what I really want to convey in this show today, is that life is all about moments, and whether it's a good moment or bad moment that you're having right now, fear not, because it's temporary. And if it's a good moment, make sure you hold on to it, squeeze every drop you can out of it, live it up to the best of your ability. But if it's a bad moment, rest assured that it will pass, and there's another moment right behind it on its heels, ready to come into your life. And that is such a cool thing to me, how all these different moments together are what make up our lives, and each moment has a different story to tell about it, right? Every moment that we encounter, although we may not remember every moment, if we could write it down and keep a list of it, we would see hundreds and thousands of moments every day, every week, and millions throughout our lives. Now, inevitably, we're going to have times where we just feel like we have that cluster of moments that's just one after another that are beating us down, that are terrible, that are sad, that just hurt and pain one after another. Have you ever been in a time like that? Have you ever been in a situation where you just seem to have 2 years worth of bad moments, or 6 months worth of bad moments, or 2 weeks in a row of bad moments? Okay, think about a time where you feel like, where you felt like that. I want you to think about that. And back to that question I asked at the beginning, I want your answer now. What is it that you did during that time? How did you react to it? You know, did you react to it by saying, oh my goodness, I guess every moment for the rest of my life is going to be like this? Did you react to it by trying to find a way out of that moment and reaching for something like we talked about last week to get yourself out of that? Or did you accept that moment and tell yourself, well, it is what it is. I guess I'll just deal with it. Or did you not accept it, but you tolerated it, knowing that there would be a better moment to come? What did you do? I want you to think about that. And what I want to talk about now is that what are you going to do when you hit that rock bottom moment, when you hit that 6 months in a row of just difficult moments? These are some of the things that I want to talk about, because these are the things that we're experiencing every day. And I want to help you to be able to work through it, just like I've done in my life and others have helped me. Now, one of the things that I'll start with is as followed. One, we have to first identify this, okay? We have to identify, like, hey, this situation, this moment, this isn't that great. And I know you might think, okay, Scott, that sounds super easy. I could tell you when a moment's not going great at all. No problem for me. Give me a dime a dozen. I'll tell you a dime, blah, blah, blah. That's not what I mean. What I mean is that we have to sometimes acknowledge it to ourselves that maybe this moment is a difficult one and we're just going to accept that. Now, when I say we accept that moment, that doesn't mean we're giving up. That doesn't mean we're stopping trying to get through it and that we're just going to say, well, all is lost for me. No, 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 no. We're accepting the moment as it is, but at the same time, we're still putting in the work to try to get ourselves to be better and to take something positive from it. And what I want to do is I want to share a little kind of quote with you that I've come up with. And it's not really a quote. It's more of a little short story type thing. And I say this a lot when I speak to people. We've all heard the thing, the quote, whatever you want to call it. Life's all about peaks and valleys, right? Now, the peaks are the good times in life, and the valleys represent the not so good times in lives. And when we're on the peaks, everybody's happy, everyone's excited, everyone's woo, aha, yeah, 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 this is good. And we're in the valleys, people are really low. Now, those valleys, those moments in the valleys, sometimes they're usually very dark. And there's not a lot of good things going on there. And it can be hard to remember that there's ever going to be a peak again in the distance. You might not ever see a peak again in the distance. You might just think, this is going to be a valley for the rest of my life. But it's when you're in those moments that we've got to make sure that we are holding on to something and reminding ourselves of something. Now, I'm not here to tell you what that should be, because that's personal and that's your decision. But what I will say is that when you hit those moments, those valleys in your life, those dark points, those things that seem to stay like that forever and feel like they'll never change, it's at those moments that you have to make that decision to say, what am I going to do right here, right now to take something good from this? What am I going to do to learn something from this? Maybe I can't escape the pain that is in this moment. Maybe that pain is just something that's here and I can't get rid of it. But what can I do to learn from it? What can I do to help this pain, or have this pain become something that's going to be a good force in my life rather than detrimental in my life? What can I do in this moment to make that happen? And I think what's important to understand is that when you're in those moments, the ones that you can't change, those difficult ones, sure, as I said, we can't change that, but we can change our perspective and we can change the actions that we're going to take while we're in that difficult spot. And I think that makes the world of a difference. Because I can't always change when difficult times come into my life. I can't always change when bad and unfair things happen to me, just like you can't change when those things happen. But what is up to us on a daily basis is what we choose to put our time towards, our energy towards, and our focus towards. That's totally up to us. So back to the valleys and peaks thing, When you're in the valley, you could put all your time and energy focusing on how it's a valley and just obsessing over it and looking for attention and telling everyone, I'm in a valley, I'm never going to get out of the valley. Sure, you can do that. Yeah. Probably no one would blame you, especially in today's society. So that's one option. Or when you're in this valley, you can choose to say, hey, I know there's a peak coming. I don't know where, I don't know when, I don't know how, I don't see it yet, but I know a peak is coming and I'm getting myself ready for that peak. So I'm going through training. I'm going through training and the process that I need to in this valley. I'm getting stronger so that when I see that peak, I'm going to be able to run up to it and get to the top rather than seeing a peak and then being like, I don't really want that. I'm comfortable. I'm going to stay in the valley. That's not what we want. We certainly don't want to do that. So for you today, the listener, if you find yourself in a valley at this moment, I want you to find that thing that you're going to use to work on yourself. When you're in the valley, that could be a prime time to say, hey, you know what? I need to work on my relationship skills, maybe. I need to work on how I treat other people. That could be another thing. It could be I need to work on something in a physical sense. I need to work on something in a skill set. Maybe I need to gain new skills for a certain thing so I can get out of this situation. Whatever it is for you, I want you, the listener, to think of that right now, what those things are. And you know what they are. You just got to sit with yourself and think about it a little bit until you figure it out. But you know that there are things that you can use in that valley that are going to help you. So my first step to you would be to identify that. Identify what those little areas are that you can use that are going to help you and start applying it and practicing it and doing it over and over and over again. I think there is so much power in repetition that sometimes it seems so simple that we don't believe it, but it's so true. Repetition has an amazing way of helping us. And what better time to practice repetition of something new than when you're in a dark, difficult period of your life? Because as I said in other episodes, those are the times where we want to reach for something, right? Like I said last week. So why not reach for repetition of something that's going to help you and build you up and get you better and get you ready for what's coming in the future for that peak? Why not use that time for that? And I hope that's something that you could take from this today. And I hope that's something that you can learn to apply today in this moment. Peaks and valleys, moments. This is life, guys and gals. This is life. I don't know whoever came up with the notion that everything was going to be great all the time, but whoever that person did, that person obviously was in a valley and just trying, you know, it's not true. And that's the beautiful thing about life is that it's not always great all the time, because that helps us to enjoy those good moments, and it also helps us to grow stronger so that we can get to the next good moments and develop ourselves just like anything else. I can't say how many different times I've talked to different people in one-on-one coaching or live presentations, whatever it might be, where I'd say, hey, our resilience is a muscle, just like if we're working out at the gym. And if you're working out at the gym, you know you need repetition. You need to work the muscle in different ways. You can't do the same thing all the time, right? Well, in the same way, that's how resilience is. Resilience takes time to have to be exercised out, and you exercise your resilience in those difficult times, in those difficult moments. And while you're in the difficult moment, the remedy to getting through it is knowing that it's temporary and finding those things to hold on to. And I really hope those are some key points you take from this first part of the show here. So everybody, we are going to be right back. Don't move a muscle. We got so much more to talk about in the second half of the show. Stay right here with us. We will be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Hey everyone, Eric Katz here, the owner of Katz Dogs Canine. Are you working from home and need to get your dog out running around for the day? Will you be traveling this summer and looking for a place to board your pup? Is your dog looking a little shaggy and need a haircut or bath? Are you looking forward to walking around and enjoying this beautiful weather, but you can't because your dog's pulling like a freight train? Well, you're in luck. We are a one-stop shop that focuses on daycare, boarding, grooming, and training. We are located at 35 Middle Road, Percy, PA, on 10 beautiful acres. You can check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Katz Dogs Canine or our website, katzdogscanine.com. Our phone number is 855-CATS-DOG, 855-528-9364.
What's going on, everyone? This is Scott Prendergast here, a.k.a. Scotty P. Real quick, I want to talk to you about my business. It's called Scotty P. Inspiration. And what I am is I'm an inspirational speaker, and I want to help others navigate life through the lens of hope. Now, I do this through speaking engagements, but also one-on-one life coaching. So if you're interested in booking me or doing some of that coaching, let me know. Check me out at www.scottypinspiration.com or check out my Instagram at Scotty P. _inspo. Find Yourself Boxes was to create to foster the connection between a person and those in life who may be working through mental health challenges by providing curated and customizable boxes filled with research-backed wellness products that promote healing. Coupling personal experience with professional mental health guidance, Find Yourself Boxes meets people where they are on their journey. Wellness doesn't look the same for every person, and these products are packaged together to touch various aspects of our wellness spectrum. Find your healing with Find Yourself Boxes at findyourselfboxes.com, and you can get 20% off your first purchase. And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Scotty P Inspiration Show. Thanks for staying tuned for the second half of the show. I think we've got some really good stuff for you that you're going to be able to take away and use to inspire yourself in this journey that we call life and start your weekend off on a high note. So, everybody, my name is Scott Prendergast, a.k.a. Scotty P. I am your host, and we're coming at you live from Philadelphia at the WWDB Studios. What's going on, everybody? And if you're trying to check out former episodes of the Scotty P Inspiration Show, remember, you can go on www.dbam.com, search the Scotty P Inspiration Show, check it out that way. You can go on Spotify, you could go on Apple Music, any other podcasting platform, and search the Scotty P Inspiration Show, as well as my personal pages, my Instagram, my Facebook, and my YouTube channel, Scotty P Inspiration. Those are all where you could check out our show. So if you're just tuning into us today, first part of the show, we're talking about moments. We're talking about all the different moments that we have in life, and particularly how to move through those difficult moments to get to those better moments that are ahead. And we're talking all about this, and I gave some strategies. I talked about it a little bit. I asked you, the listeners, some questions in the first part. And what I want to do to start the second part of the show here is I want us to dive a little bit deeper into this. But again, I want to make sure that you are the focus of this show. And what I want to ask you kind of is this, or ask you, tell you, whatever you want to say, but we're going to go with it. A lot of times when we're living in a certain day and age, particularly today's, or when we have things going on, people will say, oh, I want to live in the moment, all right? It's always talked about, put your phone down, live in the moment, or you're experiencing this, live in the moment. And a lot of times we want to do that, and we feel like we're not able to. But what I think is almost ironic is that when we want to live in the moment, we can't. But yet when we're going through a difficult time, we'll give anything to get out of the moment, yet we still can't. You know, it's funny. And I think that might just be some human nature. You know, we want what we can't have, and what we do have isn't good enough for us sometimes. But what I want to share with you is, okay, learning to really get to a point where whatever the moment might be, whether it is a good one or a bad one, we're able to take everything out of it and enjoy it and see it for what it is, and then just kind of let it pass on through and let the other one come in. I think there's nothing more sad in life than if you had a great moment once and you keep trying to go back and reach and hold on to it when it's gone. Because when it's gone, it's gone. For better or for worse, it's done. And there's another moment coming right in, as I've said. And so I think what's really important to understand is that the temporal nature, as I said before, of these moments is the downfall of it and is also the beauty of it. And whichever one you choose to view it is up to you. You choose to view it however you want to, depending upon your situation, your circumstances, and what's going on in your life. But even if it's those difficult ones, if we can learn to just stay in it a little bit longer so that we can fully squeeze everything out of it that needs to be obtained, and then if we can go into that new moment in life with that knowledge, it's almost like we're carrying that moment with us, but keeping the good things and letting the other parts of it just go, rather than trying to hold on to it or trying to bury it so deep where we never see it again. Taking those goods by squeezing everything out of it, accepting it, and moving forward. I'm not saying I have this down, but it's something that I've been working on recently, and it's something that I've been talking about a lot, especially with certain people and clients. Because a lot of times, given the past year, 2 years, 3 years, 12 years, whatever it's been now, I've lost track, but everybody wants their moment to change. Everybody wants this change to come right now, and it's got to be now. It's got to be this way. I've got to have the business grow. I've got to have the new relationship. I've got to have this money. I've got to have that. And I fall guilty to this too all the time. I'm constantly saying, oh, I need this, I need that. And that's how I get this content, is by having to remind myself, you know what, Scott? This is what we should be doing, and using repetition to practice that. But anyways, I digress. What I'm finding is that the moment that we currently have, we're being told is a bad one. And when you're being told that it's a bad moment constantly, you start to believe that. You start to think, oh, well, the news told me this moment's not good. Or the people on Instagram told me that this moment's a terrible moment in history. This moment right now is got to pass. It's terrible. There's nothing good could come from it. This moment is horrible. And when you hear this over and over and over again, subconsciously, you start to really allow that to take root, whether you realize that or not. And then when you're always telling yourself that the moment is bad and that this current moment is bad and that everybody's moment is bad, it really warps the lens in which you look at life through. And then a good moment could be on the horizon, could be coming into your life, could be right now, and you're not able to see it because you're so focused on this idea that this moment is bad because of what others have said or what you have said. And for the listener today, I want you to take a pause and just think to yourself, genuinely, in this moment you're in right now, is it really bad? Is there something really going on that's making it bad? And it might be. Or the other question, is it just perceived to be bad because that's what's trendy right now? And that's what people would say who are in my situation. Now, you need to dive deep and you need to figure out which one of the two it is, because if it is really a bad moment, I'm empathizing with you and I hope that you can hold on to that. And I hope that you could say, hey, you know what? This moment's not great, but I'm going to take good from it. I'm going to do that work that we need to get through it. But I don't want you to be thinking that your moment's bad when really it's good. A wolf in sheep's clothing type thing, because then we're missing out on that good stuff in life. And that's horrible. That's scary. That's not fun. We don't want that. We want to make sure that you're being able to separate your feelings from the feelings that are being portrayed onto you from other people, right? And that's a really important thing to do. And it's also a difficult thing to do, especially in a world where we have access to everybody's opinions so quickly, right? Because actually, here's an example. I had something happen to me earlier today. I was really happy after I did this presentation. Things were going super well. I was feeling awesome about myself. And then somebody posted something on social media that just took the air out of my balloon. Because then I started to think, oh man, well, I'm not doing that. Or I should be doing that. And I guess what I did today doesn't really matter. And I went from being a joyous moment to all of a sudden it started to shift and become a moment of, Scott, you're not doing enough. But thankfully, I was able to stop myself and I was able to recognize that. And I said, no, I'm not allowing this feeling to interrupt the moment that I'm having. And I was able to allow that feeling to pass through, accept it, see it, acknowledge it, but not let it grow roots, pass through, and then continue to enjoy the moment that I was in right now with what I did today. And that right there is one of my favorite things when I'm able to do that. Now, when? Because I'm not able to do it all the time, admittedly, but I'm getting better. Now, for you, the listener today, I want you to be able to do that same type of thing. And I want you to be able to acknowledge and separate your moments from other people's moments, be happy for them for your moments, but being happy for you for your moments too, and being able to really understand the difference between a good one and one that's just looking like it's not good because of what somebody else said. And I think that right there is probably one of the most important things in this life and just trying to find that ever so elusive happiness, right? And to build off of that, speaking of happiness while we're on it, because we're just rolling here, I think it's important for all of us to know that happiness isn't something that is obtained and then once you get it, you stick it in your pocket and it never leaves. But rather, happiness is a feeling, right? We all know this. It's a feeling. And you hear people talk about happiness and joy and like, well, I don't have happiness, but I've got joy. Or I've got happiness, but I don't have joy. Whatever, tomato, tomato, tomato sandwich, you say blah, blah, blah. Everyone's always saying something, right? But it's important to understand that happiness is a feeling and it's not something that we're supposed to have all the time, and that's okay. And we don't have to beat ourselves up over the fact that maybe we're not happy right now and somebody else is. Because you don't know what the moments were leading up to that person's happiness, and you don't know the moments that are coming to you in your future. Like we said, some moments are happy. Some moments are sad. Some moments are joyous. Some are absolutely despicable. Different for all of us. Different for all of us. But understand that if you are in that happy moment, great. And if you're not, that doesn't mean that you're not going to have one just right around the corner. And we've got to learn to hold on to that rather than showing resentment towards other people or getting bitter or upset with ourselves because we don't have it right now when it very well could be tomorrow or it could be the next day or it could be in that moment right now. And maybe we're letting other people's unhappiness projected onto us ruin it. Stuff for you to think about today as we're continuing the show here. We've got a few minutes left. And I always like to kind of on the end really end with something pretty poignant or end with something that's going to be a clear-cut strategy for you to really take from this show today. And I think I talked about a couple different strategies today. So the way that I want to kind of go with the end here is, look, a summary of everything we were just talking about. How this moment today, and I know I said that word a lot today because the show's all about it, but I think it's really important. It is temporary, as most things in life are, as pretty much everything in life is temporary. And I think when you really let the temporal things take root and understand that, it helps you to not only appreciate it more in the moment, but it also helps you to gain some inspiration, knowing that this pain will pass, right? That this sadness will pass, that good things are coming in your future, the magic of yet, right? Yet. I'll say that again, the magic of yet. I love that. There was this old children's book that I used to read, and it was called The Magical Yet, was the name of the book. And the whole idea of it was that Y-E-T, yet, is yet to come, and you don't know what it's going to be. And there's a lot of hope attached to that. And we need to really make sure that we're holding on to that rather than not allowing that yet into our lives and just, boom, hammering ourselves down because the current now isn't good enough, isn't where I want it to be. So the magic of yet, something for you to take, a little nugget for you to take away from the show today, something to apply to your life and say, maybe I'm not where I want to be yet, bold, underlined, highlighted, but I know I'm working towards it. Or maybe today hasn't really been going super well, but I know tomorrow is yet to come. Bold, underlined, italicized. And there's hope attached to that. So if you go throughout your day today, start looking for reasons to inject yourself with some hope again. Instead of looking for all the reasons why everything isn't going right and all these moments that you've had have been so terrible, start looking for a reason to say, no, you know what? I'm tired of this. I am making a decision today to be able to find that yet, to find that hope that comes along with it. Because trust you me, it is there. And it always is something that we can grasp and hold on to. So for the listener today, as we wrap this up, just remember that the best is yet to come and that this moment too will pass. Each moment you have is just one. And there are more to follow. And that's an encouraging thing. So I want to thank you so much for joining me today, everybody. Check us out. Check more of the episodes on the Apple Music, Spotify, everything. I appreciate you all. Thanks for being a great audience. And I really hope you're able to take something positive from this today. This is Scotty P, everyone, signing off.